I'll just start recording and you can say something.
All right, so I'll do a little test.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about comics. It's going to be wonderful.
Comics for Beginners, Episode 10. Great advice from Jim Zub. I'm here at the New York Comic Con with comics writer Jim Zub, Skull Kicker fame. I was going to talk to you about some of the stuff you put on your webpage. You're a comics writer, but you are also an authority on writing and how to break into comics through a series of tutorials on your website, jimzub.com. Is that right? Yep. And so my question to you is, why? Do you specifically want more people to be able to compete with you for jobs?
That's a good question. First of all, I in my day job, I'm a teacher. So I teach at an art college in Toronto, Canada. And it's very natural for me to want to sort of compile information or want to kind of quantify it in ways that people can easily sort of bite-sized ways that they can understand it. So on top of that, I would get asked all the time by people at shows, how did you start this? How did you make your own comic? How did you pitch this to a publisher? And I realized that, you know, I was getting asked the same things over and over again. There was a real interest in the creative process. There was an interest in the craft of, you know, making stuff. And I think we as a culture, you look at the extras on DVDs or, you know, the behind-the-scenes sort of specials have taken on a real life of their own. People are fascinated by the structure around creativity just as much as the actual end result of that creativity. And so I wanted to be able to give more cohesive answers than either like a pithy little response to someone where I just go, oh, well, just work hard. Or you say, you know, well, just talent and good luck. Or, you know, all those things you want to, the one-sentence answer that you tell someone in person, you feel like that's not really adequate, but you also don't have time to really go through it as extensively as you could. Same thing over email. Someone asks you over email, you don't want to just ignore them, and you also don't want to just tell them something pithy. And so I felt like if I put together a more cohesive answer, and I tried to organize my thoughts on structure or pitching or breaking in a very concrete way that I, the way I understand it at this time, then I can send them there and it's a resource. And it sounds kind of mercenary, but it's like I only have to do that once.
Yeah.
I only have to make that post cohesive once.
Right.
And now I always have the answer for that question. I can always direct people towards it. So instead of giving them something slight or telling them something, you know, vague, I can go, actually, go to my website, read these articles, and that is what I know about this subject. And if that's helpful to you, I'm thrilled. And if it's not your method, that's what I know.
Right.
And that way, you know, you get the knowledge and I don't need to try and on the fly, you know, whether I'm tired or whether I'm not, have to come up with something to tell you, you know. And that way, and I can also, because it gets passed around to other people find my work. Obviously, that's beneficial. And those resources have helped help build my name a little bit unexpectedly. Like I had a lot of people this weekend come by and they say, I didn't read your work before, but I saw your blog post about the industry and now that's turned me on to your books and I'm really thankful, you know, of what I've learned. Or even though I don't make comics, some of them say, I really found the articles interesting. I didn't know that that's what went into it.
Right.
And so for me, on multiple levels, it wasn't my original intent, but there's a marketing aspect to it, which was unexpected and exciting.
Right.
But there's also, you know, I love to share my knowledge about things, or at least the way I see it, and people seem to respond well to it.
Great.
Do you think your background in role-playing games, where you're always working together as a team to solve a problem, do you think that sense of community comes from that background?
I tell people that role-playing games, tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons and games in that sort of shape and form, made me a storyteller, because instead of just passively watching movies, I mean, I watch movies, obviously, or reading books, and I read lots of books growing up, but there was that element of my life where I would get together with my friends or my older brother, and we would all collaborate together to make stories, and it made me think about storytelling. It made me think about character development. It put me in a role. You're not an actor, but you are. You know, it's like an improvisational theater where you're all developing the story, and no one knows how it's going to end, but we're all going to work together to build something. And I think that that's a very powerful way for people to learn about storytelling. It made me a writer inadvertently. And it also, you know, as a team player or a collaborator, you definitely, it has a great element. The idea of the sort of the cliche of the disgusting basement boy who plays Dungeons and Dragons is, you know, it's always been a bit of a, it's an exaggeration, but especially now, you know, it doesn't have that stigma anymore. It's about collaborating and hanging out with your friends and telling great stories, and that's what gaming should be, and that's what storytelling, you know, it's a very primal kind of thing. People sitting around a campfire telling each other stories, like that's, you know, that's a verbal tradition of storytelling. I just think the role-playing games come from that same sort of source.
Right. Are there any specific storytelling skills that you feel you've brought with you from that medium of role-playing games?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting into character. So when I do dialogue for my books, you are essentially playing a role, and you're thinking about if I was that person and I was in that situation, what would I say? How would I act? What is the consequences of that, you know, action? And so I find it easier to get into a role, I guess you could say. And when I do my scripts for comics, I usually do the first pass on them. I do a rough draft of dialogue, and then I will literally speak lines aloud to myself in my studio. I'm sure people would think I'm nuts if they came by, because I want to hear how that dialogue would sound in conversation. As words, you can look at them on the page and you can go, oh, those sound very smart, or those sound correct. But when you say them aloud and you realize, does it sound appropriate? Does it sound emotionally, you know, in tune with what's happening? It's very helpful, especially when you're doing licensed stuff. I did a 2-part Legends of the Dark Knight story that had classic Harley Quinn. She's got such a distinctive cadence to her voice. I'm sure people would have thought I was crazy, but I watched some of the episodes of the old animated series and pick up on some of those little isms that she would have in her voice. And I'm in my studio and I'm reading back my own dialogue, and they're, you know, these little things, oh, Batsy, you know, you're so crazy, you know, all these little lines, because you want it to feel like that voice is coming out of that character. And I feel like it really helped sell it. Like it wasn't just anyone could say those lines. That's Harley Quinn saying those lines. And I think that makes a huge difference. And that comes from role playing. That comes from character acting in its own way. Just because I'm not up on a stage doesn't mean that there's not an element of that in there, you know?
Right.
And I think role-playing games definitely had a role to play in that, in the way I approach a scene.
Right. So you learn how to imagine yourself in somebody else's shoes and see a story from different perspectives. Right. That's what you're talking about, right? I have a background in role-playing as well, so I know where you're coming from. I see you've got a lot of people waiting in line for autographs and selling stuff. So I just want to ask you if you have one piece of advice for aspiring comics artists.
Probably the most cohesive, simple thing I can say is, if you want to work in this business, you can't be a passive viewer of your entertainment. So people watch movies and they watch television shows or they read a book, and I'll say to them, did you like it? What did you went to the movies on the weekend? What did you go see? And they'll tell me they saw a film. What do you think? It was okay. And it sucked. And I'll say, well, why did it suck? Oh, I don't know. I just wasn't into it. And for me as a storyteller, when I'm having an experience, a good or a bad experience, engaging with a story, it's like this different part of my brain kicks in and I start analyzing. It's like, good, like I'm at a movie and I go, wow, I'm really into this. I really care about this character. Why do I care about this character? When did I start caring about the character? What scene? What moment?
Right.
What empathy connection was made that all of a sudden I have to see this story through to the end? On the other side of the spectrum, when did I lose engagement? When did the plot lose me? When did it get confusing? Or when did the emotions not ring true? And I won't let that slide. I like mark it in my brain. I go, I'm not on board anymore. And now I want to know why, and I'm going to watch this through to the end and learn from it. So I'm never going to tell this exact story, but I can learn from storytelling, positive or negative. And that analytical, you know, part of the process, I think is the mark of a professional, where you're no longer, like, if I'm a cook, I can't just take food for granted anymore. I can't just eat randomly. I'm thinking about, you know, the mixtures of flavors or how this was prepared. You know, if you go out with a mechanic and your car has a sound, the guy's not going to go, oh, that's a problem. He's going to want to look at your engine. He's going to want to figure it out. Mm-hmm. So we engage stories all the time. We read books and we watch movies and we video game stories or anything else. But if you're a storyteller and this is going to be your job, don't take it for granted anymore. Look at it. Really look at it. Analyze it and improve, you know, self-critique of right. what you see and improve your own work based on that.
Right.
That's a pretty long answer for a short piece of advice, but
it's a very good answer. Thank you very much, Tim Zub. Go back to work.
Thank you very much. If people want to find out more about my work,
yeah.
they can go to jimzub.com, so JIMZUB.com,
or
follow me on Twitter at jimzub.
Great. I will absolutely link to that. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.